Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
My orange iPhone will be delivered in the next 2 hours.
Well,
so don't touch yours.
Don't touch that dial. We got a new iPhone coming up. It's great. It's
same. Is it the same?
The battery.
No,
is
it
better.
Doesn't feel. It's not. It's just the same.
Yeah. It's like, what would be different?
I mean, I don't know. Just the feel. A little fast. Like, whoa! That app pulled up fast.
That is something that I think only you have ever considered.
Yeah, it doesn't.
He took our both of our phones and like opened the text message.
It is faster.
See how much faster
cool.
It was. I was like.
We'll do it right now. Pull it up. Just tap it. Tap an app at the same time. Ready? One.
Wait. Okay.
Just any app.
Okay.
One, two, three. Yours beat it. Did you see that?
That's going to save you.
That is the sound. Like it pulls up an app like 2/1000ths of a second faster.
That's going to save you a lot of time in your day, I think.
They're always promoting refresh rate, too. They're like, this is great for mobile gaming. Like, I'm sure it is. Who is playing that dragon game in this commercial you're talking about?
Yeah, who could afford this and does that? I have a job. You guys sitting around playing video games.
I don't need 120. I don't even know what the unit of measurement is. Miles per hour? I don't need that many miles per hour in my refresh rate.
Don't at all. You're like yours?
Yes.
Not that for you. Your last phone was pregnant or something.
It was actually about to explode, but it's great. Yeah.
We're back with another episode. Thanks for everyone who's bought tickets on the new tour dates, 2026 and beyond, hitting every city we can. Let me know if I forgot one. I think we're doing all of them.
Did you do Jerusalem? Oh, no, you did. Yeah.
Bethlehem. Yeah, I know. Common. Trust me. We pulled up.
So you haven't done Jerusalem.
It's funny you say that. I went to Jerusalem, Pennsylvania first, and they were like, wrong place.
And there's no room.
And then this weekend, Tulsa, Dallas.
Super fun.
And this weekend, starting to begin the fall girl footage. You know what? Hey, I'll give the people what they want. Going on year 7.
Why not?
We're doing a meetup in Dallas.
Why not?
So go check that out too. Got a great episode, y'all. Give it 5 stars. Roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
New tour dates are officially on sale. We've already sold a lot. A couple shows are already low tickets. Thank you so much. Oklahoma City, special taping. Thank you. We're also going Ohio, St. Louis, Kansas City, Detroit, Grand
Texas.
Rapids, Michigan, Houston, and many more. So go to trachea.com/tour for tickets. The Relatable Tour journeys on. We still have dates in 2025. We're coming everywhere in the country. So there's no excuse. If you want to come, I want to see you there. Thanks for being a fan. Thanks for being a recty. We'll see you on the road on the Relatable Tour. Don't get too close to me. I'm radioactive right now. It's pretty cool feeling. I feel like I have a superpower.
You've been watching Chernobyl?
Yeah. That is crazy. I read the book too, Chernobyl.
I don't know that much about it. I haven't read the book or seen the movie or read the movie.
You watched the show?
I haven't seen the book.
It's one of the all-time greatest shows.
Have you heard about it from history?
It's like 5 episodes.
I haven't read about it from history. I haven't seen about it from history. I've avoided it.
What's your best guess at what it is?
All right. I think I have a little context.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I think it's like Russia slash Soviet Union. And I think Honestly, I just know radiation, maybe a spill, maybe like a combustion.
Okay.
And it like affected people and like their kids and like their, I don't know how many lineages
It's close. It's close. So it was like a radioactive fountain of youth and Putin drank it. And that's how he's.
It's how he still like does karate and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And it's no, you do watch the show. It's unbelievable. It's actually shot. So they had a nuclear reactor. One failed and it was. Yeah, they cover it up as the Soviet Union, but it spread all across. Like there was people, they picked up pretty significant traces of radio emissions, like through 2/3 of Europe. Like it was.
Oh, so this spread via air?
Yeah, radiation's crazy.
Huh. See, I imagine. Well, I think it was like it
goes
up in
the atmosphere, and like it's like radioactive rain comes down.
I see.
But I guess it was this close to like, you know, it was all this super hot. Catastrophic stuff seeping down into like the waterbed. And they said they stopped that. But if it got down into the river, the water source, it would have been like put half of Europe without water.
Or they just all die.
Like, it was that serious of a catastrophe. And I'm radioactive.
Because he went away. There and.
Yeah, you had a show in.
Chernobyl.
Yeah, Chernobyl. Mm-hmm. Is that the city? Is that why it's called that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Was it 70s, 80s?
Temperature?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty
beautiful. It's hot, right?
Yeah. Celsius. It was tough. It was tough to be there, but moved a lot of tickets. They don't have a lot of entertainment there. I don't think they understood a word I said, to be honest, but I did a lot of funny faces.
The singing translates.
Yes.
You know a high C when you're a high C.
No, I did a scan. I did a little scan thing this morning, and they're like, By the way, yeah, super simple, be in and out. By the way, just like don't touch your children for a day.
Because?
Yeah, and I was like, wait, what are you doing to me?
Radiation? Mm-hmm. Or what do you say?
Yes, radioactive? These scans, they do radiation on
you. Oh, because of what the scan is.
Yes.
Like the scan is radioactive.
Right.
Dude, they do sometimes. I remember one like dental x-ray I got. And just the stuff, like the like cloak of armor they put on me to do an x-ray.
Like growing up, you know nothing. You're just like, whatever. But it's like they put like chainmail on you. And then they're like, all right, I'm going to press go. And I'm going to run out of the room. You don't move. You're good. No, it's fine. You'll be fine. I'm going to make a run for it.
Do you know? I mean, surgeries, surgeons and everyone that's in a surgery that uses that type of scanning or radiation has to wear that the entire surgery. Like when I used to be in pacemaker cases, I had to wear a full lead like gown is what they call it.
And you were radioactive all the time and you still laid next to me?
Yeah.
Why didn't you get me up? I'm like not supposed to touch you.
I wore the full gown. I didn't wear like some have like wear like
they put a lead thing on. Over my groin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was nice, I guess.
But yeah, it's pretty. I mean, it's heavy.
Dude, a weighted blanket just for your groin. There.
Thank you. I know, needed that.
That's nice.
Double me up. But I was very proud of myself because I did a failed. I had to do some kind of. Oh, I had this crazy like shoulder issue years ago. So like, let's get an MRI on your shoulder, and no one told me they. You ever seen those like cave diving TikTok videos? Where they're like in a space the like size a really of like space. A slice of Kraft cheese, and they're like, yeah. I mean, they're like, all right, MRI, and they just back me up into this tiny cave. And I was like, whoa, hey. And they put me back out. And I was like, wait, this is what we're doing? Like, yeah, 45 minutes back in there, don't move. And I went back and forth 3 times. And I said, I'm sorry, I gotta.
An MRI. I quit.
And
tough.
Then I had to come help you.
That was early days, and they're like, but we need to do it. So it did. Katie just like sat by me
and held you down.
Yeah,
yeah. To console me, just I kept fighting it. She's like, "I got him."
I had,
like,
I'm six, I had a taser.
Six. I'm good.
I'm radioactive.
Yeah,
I can hold him down.
This one felt less intense, but I there's a couple moments you're sitting there, you're like challenging a human. Like, hey, sit there for 30 minutes and do not move at all.
Yeah,
I mean, it's enough to drive you mad.
I've only had one MRI done. I was probably in like 10th grade or something. So I don't know if the technology's got better. But the size and sound of it, it's like you're under an ambulance. Is it still crazy loud?
Well, I didn't have an MRI. I had some other scan. It was very quiet. It was much more pleasant. But the MRI...
They're loud.
Yeah. I don't know what...
It's a siren, but not a consistent siren.
It just sounds bad for you.
Yeah. I will say, as much as I'm complaining, it's like, yeah, you're claustrophobic. it's every 5 minutes, it's a new siren. It's like, all right, now we're going to do like a German police siren. Now we're back to an Australian ambulance. I still fell asleep in there and I started twitching and we had to redo it because I was twitching.
So twitching.
They're like, sir, we've never seen this before. Yeah. You fell asleep.
You are, I mean, out cold. We can't even they were showing no brain activity. Yeah. What kind of sleep are you into? Yeah, I was back in there. I was like, I'll close my eyes, but then I was like, just keep your eyes closed so I don't, it'll freak me out. But I'm like, I gotta look. I open my eyes. I see a big sticker that was like, don't look at this.
Like, it okay. Says that?
Yeah. I was like, okay, let's keep it closed.
Wait, what's gonna happen to it?
And then she said I could have my phone nearby just like listening to something.
Oh.
And I was like, that might be nice, keep my mind off stuff. And
what'd you listen to?
It was like a podcast, but that's the pressure when someone, it's like so intimate. Like, put on a podcast, whatever you want. I had to really... I mean, I can't just put on some crazy podcast.
I truly think I would have gone nothing. Like, what if something gets changed and I don't like this segment or this song? I'm embarrassed by what they're talking about. I can't skip.
You go.
I don't like that.
That's you actually put on something
crazy. Well, I felt good. I queued up the, it was like, it was one of the guys off our show, Selling Sunset, the little real estate guys.
The Oppenheimer brothers.
Yeah.
Oppenheimer.
I like real estate.
Oppenheimer.
Like, and he was on it. Oppenheimer.
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 No.
Oh, that was the atomic bomb. Yeah. Which you know that.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yes.
And the Oppenheimer movie and the bomb was based off of what historical situation?
Chernobyl.
I haven't read it or watched it, so I don't know.
Yeah. Then that's perfectly acceptable.
I haven't read World War II. Hopefully the movie's good, though.
I watched it, so... I haven't. I don't know.
Not sure how I'm supposed to know that. I haven't read a book on it. So she's like, you're the idiot for thinking I know that. Yeah, World War II was in the 19th century or 20th century?
That always throws me off.
It is a little tricky.
It was in the 1940s. So the 20th century.
Okay, see? Good. You are a smart woman. Because I see the comments, I want to say they should stop. You're beautiful and smart and tall.
Yeah, I'm sure. I did see a comment.
But I picked it. Yeah, it was a real estate podcast, and I felt confident. It was just kind of the guy being like, you know, I think the market's going to come back, and made me. I was entertained by it. I feel like they're like, wow, this guy's really smart. This guy's buying a house today, maybe.
We gotta get out of here.
They thought you were a real estate agent.
She did on the way out. She's like, just. Maybe hold off on putting any offers in case, you know.
She's like, let's see it through Q4.
You're going to die of cancer. Yeah.
Which you got to be careful.
We'll see. When you guys listen to this, it's like in the past. So I could be on my deathbed right now.
You could be way sicker.
Yeah.
Real estate podcast is a good choice. Because, I mean, you can't really trust anything. Like, I'm sure you're like, hey, Taylor Swift, new album. Why don't I just put that on? And then you get it through a couple of songs. You're like, I don't want them hearing this.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to endorse this.
Little wood. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, sir, you keep swaying your hips in there. We got to get a good read. What were we saying?
Speaking of comments, I'm guessing this was a joke, but it didn't really read as a joke. Uh-oh. Someone commented that they thought we were all black.
Now that's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't.
Surely that was a joke, right?
What'd they say? Like, oh, I never thought to turn this on. I can't believe they're white.
They said, yeah, like, I finally wanted
to watch.
Yes,
it was a funny recti. Thank you. Give us your funny comments on YouTube. They're like, it said, color me.
Yeah.
What's the expression?
Color me impressed.
Color me embarrassed.
Color me embarrassed. I think that's what it was.
But I thought everyone in there was black. I think that was a joke. It's a funny joke.
Yeah.
Have you ever been mistaken for black? I have.
When you sing?
When?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've even heard that comment from people in the lobby before. Like,
you, what do you get mistaken for? A different race? One of the who's?
A who?
Mm-hmm.
I can be the Grinch.
Nice.
Mostly just, what am I trying to say? The tall Swedish, like that, those type of people.
Yeah, you've
like an IKEA model.
Yeah.
Scandinavian woman.
Scandinavian, yes, thank you.
Russian, maybe?
No, I haven't gotten that, no.
Really?
No.
Scandinavian, that's fine. That's great.
How's Robert doing in Dance with the Stars?
You know, I watched him last night.
Rachel's
kind of
into it.
Yeah, she's kind of into it.
Dude, they've done a good job. They're roping people in. It's all over my social media.
It is all over.
I mean, I didn't hear about it for a decade. Now they're just hammering me with it.
So here's what I kind of know from my one and only episode I've ever seen in however many seasons of the show. You know, they've got the like kind of stepmom from the old Parent Trap. I guess not yes. the old Parent Trap, yes, but Meredith, whatever.
Blake.
Yes.
She's one of the dancers on it?
Yeah. She's on there.
How old is she? 70 years old?
How old is she? She looks pretty good. I mean, she's probably 50s. But I was just like...
I guess it wasn't that long ago.
I was asking Rachel, I was like, how do you even like think to go after the future stepmom in the Parent Trap? Like, where, like, does she have an agency anymore? How do you even get in touch?
Yeah, what is she doing these days?
And Rachel was like, pretty much every season of Dancing with the Stars is only celebrities like this. Like, she's like, this season is the outlier where they actually have people you've heard of.
Yes.
Yes. They've clued in and they're like,
normally it's like D-list celebrities.
Yeah.
But yeah, we watched last night. You know, my comparison after one episode, I said, this is a lot like NFL football, or at least the criticism it gets, where it's like, it's 3 hours on TV, but the actual gameplay is only 28 minutes or whatever that stat is about football. Yeah.
I started seeing a clip and I watched, I got my attention. All right, let's see what this Robert guy's got. It didn't. He did the whole dance. I go, well, it was. It's like a 68-second dance.
Yeah, I mean, they danced for like 40 seconds, and there was a pre-interview. There's a pre kind of like montage. There's a post-interview with the judges, and then they go do a different post-interview with this other girl who needed a job. And it's just, none of it's dancing.
Yes. They dance so little. And I know it's harder than it looks, but is it? I mean, I watched a couple of them. I go, they spent all week to put up the 60 seconds. I mean, maybe she's a miracle worker. That guy looks pretty stiff, but it is. It's amazing they've figured out that people want to watch this.
I can't help. I'm probably a little annoying to watch these shows with. Just, you've done even a little bit of stuff like with production or with entertainment. You know, I'm like, I wonder how many choices they're even allowed to make. Like, one of the dancers last night,
right?
One of the dances was to Tron in the new movie or whatever, because they wanted to promote, like, coming this Friday, Tron out now. I'm like,
right.
I bet they didn't want to dance to Tron. Yeah. They're like, all right, somebody's dancing to Tron out
somebody
here.
Somebody's nice.
Yeah. Some, one of you.
Yes. It's some, like, dystopian when the cameras stop rolling. Who's dancing to Tron? One of you is. Draw from this Tron-branded hat.
Yeah, I feel like... I have a feeling that they don't get to make that many choices. Like, oh, you want to do hip hop? You're doing cha-cha. Sorry. We need you to do cha-cha.
Oh, Robert, you want to talk about your sweet animals, raise money for that? Well, we got to talk about your dead dad, don't we, Robert? We got to talk about that, don't we?
We're going to need you in a stingray.
Forget the koalas.
We need you in a stingray costume for this next one. I know it's going to hurt. Oh, it's going to do sting. Ratings,
oh my
though.
God.
But that's what we need, Robert. I mean, they are.
I mean,
they're beating
sure.
him over the head with that. He's got. Do you? He's got to be just so sick of that.
Oh, every time they talk to him. I'm sure your dad would be proud. And he's so nice. He's like,
he's
yeah,
so
yeah.
nice. I mean, what a masterclass in being a likable celebrity.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to. What do you think your dad's thinking up there? He's like, come on, man.
Stop it.
Like, I love my dad, but geez.
Should we watch it? Does it come on what? Okay. I guess it comes on Tuesday nights?
Maybe it's Tuesday. I have no idea the cadence.
But I've heard too, they there's like a limit. They only practice a few hours a day together. There's like limits.
Mm.
Oh. It's not like they're like,
so like they
good bit of time, but it's not like they're devoting a ton of time, I guess, to be fair, because these people, at least some, are still working celebrities.
They have other stuff. Yeah, it's a very interesting show. I feel like they're doing a job milking it for everything they can, but it's just like, it's very interesting. I mean, they got the judges... drive me insane.
The judges are very strange. They're I watched, there was last season.
Yeah.
I think we were bored and I said, let's give a try to.
Your parents are
like
up here.
Golden Bachelor or something. We lingered on it. You walked out of the bathroom. You go, why are you watching Dance with the Stars?
Yeah. I don't know.
I just kept going. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I'm up like swaying my hips. But so I watched these judges and they're it's the corniest, cheesiest. It's like
they say nothing for 5 minutes.
It's like they're robots almost. How much they rev up the like strange comments. They're standing up. They're spinning around on their table.
There's like almost a formula where it's like you guys are all going to rotate being the Simon Cowell. So every three, you say something negative.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, and there's no rhyme or reason to it. There's like a 72-year-old contestant. They're like, great job. And you're like, that... I mean, he should be shot in the knees. Yeah. He should never dance again. This is horrible.
Let's watch one.
And then some other one does a great. They're like a little stiff. I want to go on it just to keep it real, like because there's a Andy Richter's on it, very likable. But he's a
good for him for sticking around as long as he is.
He's probably the oldest guy there and just not doing. But he keeps making it through. And every time they're like announce a name that's not them, you know, everyone in the room is just like. He included. He's like, what? I'm still here? It's because I would want to be on the show just like, how's Andy still here?
Yeah.
Wait, is it
America?
Does America vote? I forget.
So that's part of it. Because I think he used to be on Conan, I think boomers are voting unbelievably
for him.
For Andy. And, that's my guess.
It's not very clear the voting process either.
Is it a weighted thing? We've got three judges plus America.
Because I've seen people, it's like the last person that dances, the vote happens pretty quickly. Like, did they tally that?
That's not really fair.
That's not really fair. And then it's like the judges. Try to look up, Derek. This is what I saw last season that got me interested. Gene Simmons was a guest judge. Gene Simmons on Dancing with the Stars. See if there's like a nice edit. Because he's like 90 or whatever. And they have all these beautiful women and men dancing. Yeah. And after every dance, he would just be like, wow, young lady, you are easy to look at. And he'd just be like, yep, sir, I hope you know how lucky you are to be dancing with that beautiful, beautiful woman. He just did that for every woman. You're like, this guy, he's a cold glass of water.
He was a judge and just, he was there to remark about the women.
Couldn't get over.
Do they have a guest judge like every week or is it no?
I think it's the same three. So Gene Simmons, I'm not even trying to be funny, but I always get them confused. Richard Simmons was the workout guy and Gene Simmons was Kiss.
Correct.
Is that correct? And not until you said 90 did I figure that out. But yeah, he does seem like the guy named Kiss would be a bit of a perv.
They both got like perms.
Yeah.
Okay, here's Gene Simmons.
To look at both of you and to figure out which one is more hot, hot, hot. You are right next to somebody, one of the more beautiful women on the planet. She makes you look good, but... Buddy, you've got a beautiful woman right beside you.
Three different women he's talking to.
Chandler, you've fogged up my glasses.
Oh, my.
Not just with your gyrations and some, but your gyrations face and how you were in, but your vibe, your personality, out of this world. Even my bag in the tent! You stepped out there, took your pretty girl in hand, and you rule! You two make a steamy couple, and I have to say,
steamy.
Besides being beautiful, you deliver. And I gotta say, I'm a big fan of the bad girl and the bad boy, and trying to figure out how to settle up.
You're baffled, attractive man. Dude, he just goes on and on the whole night. It was a great TV.
He's very into the physical looks. You fogged up my glasses. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Steamy, hot, calling. Hot, hot.
And this is what happens to old men a lot of times. They go one of two ways. They go into like, I don't care about anything, leave me alone. Or they're just, you know, they come across Katie and they go, look at them strong legs. Yeah. And you go, Grandpa, you gotta settle down. Chill. I don't care. What do you think I wear these sunglasses indoors? I'm looking around at the hut, hut, hut.
What do you? Which direction do you think you guys are gonna go in?
Gene Simmons.
I think I'm gonna embarrass a lot of people around me. I think I'm gonna go into Lowe's and just have my pants down around my ankles. And
oh wow!
Like, does he know it? I don't know. Don't bother him.
Don't bother him. Right. That's kind of your play. I don't know. Help me pull my britches up.
How'd I get here? Yeah. I'll do that.
And I'll probably be like, yeah, dude, Grandpa back in the day was a comedian, so I just walk around just saying outdated jokes to young ladies. And it's a problem. Yeah.
Oh wow, that I can see that happening.
But how will you be as a grandma?
I'll be just joy. Just happiness joy. And joy.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You love vegetables so much. Do you think you'd become one?
Yeah, maybe.
There's Gam Gam, Katie. Mm-hmm. No one can hear.
Yeah, that's, I mean.
You can hear her breathing.
I could say probably crazy things that no one's going to hear them, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. That'd be good.
Yeah, that actually be
wow,
nice.
Shout out to Thanks for the Stars. Off. Got us talking about it.
Creates conversation.
Guys, are the groceries here yet, by the way?
I'm so bad at groceries.
When's the last, does Rachel go to the grocery store or does she?
Yeah, frequently. I'm always trying to get her to like buy in bulk, but she just kind of buys like it's like $19.20 and we can only afford $28.
Like refrigerator hasn't been invented yet.
Yeah.
Katie hasn't set foot in one. She does the order the food.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's smart, but it's a struggle. And then she plans the meals, we don't like it. So every plate has been a game changer.
It is a game changer, yes.
Because now you just, don't have to think about it.
It just comes to my door, planned out, all the ingredients. I don't have to worry about it.
They have a ton of recipes. So they're always, because I'm a guy, she's the same thing. I want some.
Yeah, he wants some variety flavor.
Had some crispy Buffalo Ranch chicken recently from there. Restaurant level deliciousness, y'all. We have an offer for you guys to get $1.99 per meal.
Oh.
So
that's affordable. Yeah,
it doesn't get cheaper than that. So it's worth a try, okay? And once you try it, you will love it, just like we did. Cooking the same things over and over doesn't have to happen with every plate. It's clear, easy to follow, changing recipes. And you spend less on these flavor-packed homemade meals than you would on your normal groceries or at a restaurant. So what are you waiting for? Dig into these flavor-packed meals your household will love. New customers can enjoy the special offer, again, of $1.99 per meal. Go to everyplate.com/podcast and use code TREY199 to get started. TREY199. Use the code at everyplate.com/podcast. Applied as a discount on first box, limited time only. You guys have any correct opinions?
Yes. I'm trying to remember mine.
Yeah, I mean, you got my computer. To, that's like, you know, kind of the thing.
I got, you know, my, this is my computer now.
I'll start with one.
Great.
My correct opinion is, if you haven't broken a sweat exercising in the calendar year, you can't tell me about seed oils. The amount of people in my life I know that go, hey, just a heads up, man. They're saying that a lot of fiber now could be the key to really unlocking some good health. They go, hey, run a mile. Figure that out first. Because we know exercising is just like the number one thing. Hey, want to be healthier? Get off your couch. Like, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
People sitting around like, hey, man, just make sure you beware. You got people like Katie over here. You make sure there's sucralose on that. There's sucralose. Hey, you're super close to your BMI being too high.
Yeah.
Run. And then I'm all ears. That's why a personal trainer, hey, you're jacked. I'm listening to you. But if you're a husky boy, I don't need to hear your health fun facts. You need to figure it out.
It does feel like some people are focusing on the wrong thing. There's something funny about like man or woman clearly overweight being like, we got to cut out red dye 40. It's yeah. Like that probably is an issue, but there's like 35 things before that mm-hmm. that you should cut out.
You really shouldn't be eating that. Oh man. And my only question to anyone ever is just like, you like drinking? Like, oh, of course I drink every week. I'm like, well, that's poison, right?
That's and I'm probably a proud worse.
Poison drinker, and I make my own. Get BasicSellers. BasicSellers.com. We're running great promotions right now. BasicSellers.com. 20% off. The Rectees code's still working, by the way. 33% off for the Rectees. Use code Rectees, spelled like you think it is.
Don't get crazy.
How do you spell it?
R-E-C-T-I.
Rectees?
You think Rectees is spelled?
S?
Silent S at the end? No. Yes.
You think Rectees is spelled? R-E-C-T-I?
S.
S. Well, don't spell like Katie does.
Yeah, throw an E in there.
R-A-C-T-I-E-S. Spell onomatopoeia.
No.
Can you do that?
No, not really. No. I better get pretty close, though. Oh, no, Matt.
Yeah.
We all know that. And then the pia is where it falls off. P-O-E.
P-O-E-I-A.
P-O-E-I-A. Onomatopoeia. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think we got it.
That's my correct opinion.
My correct opinion is that sometimes children's songs feel like a nightmare.
What's the one at Disneyland? It's a Small World or whatever that creepy ride is?
That one is. Yeah. But it's like, there are some that are really cute and I like, but I kind of just like turned on the station in the car and, you know, kind of got through some of the normal ones. Meanwhile, like, you know, one of the kids is like crying or whining or screaming and it's this like awful, like repetitive noise. And I just was like driving thinking like this is like a nightmare. Like you have like this just like horrible mind numbing music and like children just screaming.
What's
back
the one?
There.
It's one that goes wee 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 wee.
That sounds brutal.
Hot potato.
Hot potato. Is that one driving nuts?
Not too bad.
What's
no.
the one? What's the nightmare fuel?
So I didn't know them. It was like these ones that were coming up on this kid playlist.
Copyright
that I was
free
like,
kids music.
Yeah, I was like, what is this?
Sticky bubblegum?
That one isn't horrible. I don't want to listen to it too many times. But Baby Shark, listening to that over and over is a lot. But Eva loves it and it keeps her from crying. So.
Dang.
Good take.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift. Listen to that. Favorite song?
Would
Is this the only one you can name?
Yeah.
Knock on wood.
Fate of Ophelia. Or Opalite is good too.
Dude, it's crazy.
I agree.
I saw like on the charts her the 12 songs like the top 12 songs.
Are they really?
In like on like the certain charts, whatever, like the viral charts.
Does it feel like she just like kind of no matter what album she puts out, that would be the case?
No, she's like, larger than life. It's kind of like
I think it's a little bit where Marvel is at, where it's like if you put out a movie, it will do $100 million.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
My correct opinion is that if you loudly and proudly declare that you're a low maintenance person, someone else in your life is picking up the slack.
Oh.
I think. No, this isn't always the case. There are people, obviously, who are low maintenance. But I think for the most part, if you're like very adamant, like I'm so low maintenance, I'm easy, I'm going with the flow, it's because you've delegated the maintenance to someone else. You are like, I'm easy, I'm fun, I'll do any, you gotta go on vacation, just let me know.
Don't talk to me like that.
Just let me know the plans. It's like, that's kind of low maintenance, but now you're just making someone else do the planning, do the Googling, do the booking, do the, you know, it's like, I'm chill, I'm easy.
Because you delegate
the maintenance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
That is good.
That some people, it doesn't register. They're like, hey, listen, we're here on this group trip. I'm chill. I don't want to make any decisions on dinner because I'm chill.
I won't eat.
Well, so who's going to do it? Yeah.
What if we're all low maintenance?
Mm-hmm.
Someone's got to give.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
That's my favorite every now and then because I gravitate towards doing things. I enjoy it. But every now and then you'll be in a certain group of a few guys. And I could tell I'm going to say, hey, I'm just going to do nothing. And I'm with certain guys where that means nothing's going to happen. And I'll test it. I'll just go. And it's funny because it starts inside. I'm like ready to pop. I'm like somewhat.
Like they notice this, right?
Inside the restaurant. And I go, yeah, I don't know. Maybe we should eat. I don't know. Yeah, I guess someone should kind of make that choice and maybe order it on their phone.
Somebody step up and just make it happen in the next 5 minutes.
And it's amazing how certain people are wired. Well, they're just like, I guess we'll just skip dinner and that's fine.
I had a big lunch.
And some people, we gotta watch out. These people have great value in some rooms, but then when something needs to get done, oh yeah, I guess no one wants to eat. I don't want to bother anyone by wanting to eat. So. Someone help. That's good. Or we're talking about someone recently. There's people that'll be like, I'm low maintenance. You know, hey, listen, I'm gonna sit in the window seat of the plane unless you want to. You're kind of like, oh, well.
You called dibs on the best spot? Yeah. Okay.
It doesn't feel, it feels like you really want that seat. And you're trying to manipulate me into thinking like.
Hey, I'm chill. I haven't been here before. I know you have. I'll let you drive. Oh, thanks. I'll take it.
You talk. What was your, you two, I feel like this is different with dudes, but back in the day when you're like college or you're just hanging with buddies all the time, it was like, all right, let's all get in a car and drive. Was there a battle on who drove?
Yeah. That was a big deal.
And that was where I separated my true friends from my fake ones, where you go, this guy never drives. He just, he'll be like, I'll go, but I'm down to go if I don't drive. And you're like, can you be a decent friend once? Just drive us, dude. Because I found myself driving so much. And then after a while, you're fed up. You go, I'm not driving. I'm not driving. Dude, who's going to drive?
I don't think I ever had that scenario happen.
Well, I had a better group of guys where it was like,
I'll drive. No, I'll drive.
More mature. Yeah, no, dude, you drove last time. Let me drive. Yeah. They go, here we go.
This is nice.
These are some high quality guys right here.
This really resonates with me because I don't remember a lot from college, but I remember the car thing sticking with me because I always had the crappiest car of all my friends. But I'm like, I'm driving about 50% of the time. I like made a promise to myself that day. I was like, the second I can afford a nicer car, I'll be the driver. I'm happy to drive, but not when it doesn't work. Someone else suggests to drive.
Like, you've got a Range Rover. Yeah. Like, drive us to Taco Bell.
Exactly. I was like, can you not see what's obvious here? Your parents bought you the Land Rover.
The guys with the little car, the little like two door, get in the back. They love to be like, I mean, I'll drive if you guys want to crawl back there. I go, I do want to crawl back there. I do. I want to be trapped in your trunk, dude. Because I want to see you drive for once.
You know what else drives
Ryan.
Me nuts? And I'm sure you encountered this, was like, I'd be down to drive, but I have like no gas right now. You'll probably get gas at some point, right?
Right.
I don't see why we don't just do it right now on the way.
Swing to the gas station.
Yeah. You have to do it at some point. It's not inconvenient for you to get gas with us.
Awful.
It feels like a very guy particular problem.
Oh, it is.
Maybe it is.
Guys, I choose the bear.
What?
To be in the woods with or whatever it is.
You haven't heard that? Yeah, that's like a... You gotta scroll a little bit. You gotta work that in your schedule.
I don't know. Yeah. I need to block off some time to scroll.
That brought me
back.
It's
for work.
Yeah.
I'm out of gas.
I still remember one specific instance.
The car's really dirty. I don't know if you want to be in a dirty car.
Like Gatorade bottles.
But have you gotten in a car though, where you're kind of like,
oh sure, and he was right. His car was disgusting and gross. But guess what? You need to drive.
Yeah.
So we'll get in your gross car.
Teach you the lesson. I was in college, about 2 hours away from Kansas City. Still remember the story, but I was going there with a friend, and someone else heard about it. And like, hey, can we hop in for the weekend? I was like, sure, come on in. We drive to Kansas City. Once we get there at the beginning of the weekend, we stop and get gas, and I fill it up. I'm driving, of course. And I'm like, all right, it was like $15 a person. And they were like, oh, well, we were just kind of like hopping in because you were already going.
Yeah, so we just felt like
we weren't planning on spending money for gas, and it ruined the vibes of the whole rest of the weekend. It was kind of awkward.
Those were the days.
Bold being, that they were gonna deny.
I know
that?
We were like right. good friends, and they were like, "Well, you were already going." And I see the argument they're making, but it's like I still provided you a service. You had to get here at some point, or somehow.
And you say, you know what? Let's break this down. Wear and tear on my vehicle.
Yeah, depreciation. Of the tires. Every part.
Oil change every 3,000 miles. How many did I just use? You owe me a third of an oil change. Oh, you could really break it down. And that was a beautiful time though, where you'd get in legitimate like friendship ending arguments over $9.
It's the smallest amounts of money that are the biggest deal.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And it's a special feeling when you transition out of that. Some guys linger. You know, you're still they Venmo me for that beer I got you. You go, I'm not, and just. Either accept that or don't talk to me ever again.
Yeah.
Because that's crazy. But when we're 19, you know, and everyone's got $50,
yeah.
You're scratching, crawling over those, you know. Hey man, I bought you that. We split the fries. I'm gonna need $2.
Dude, I still remember the name of a guy. You always remember people who didn't pay you. It's like you don't remember the people you forgot to pay back. But you remember the people who didn't ever pay you back. And there was a guy who owed me $10 from intramural volleyball, never paid up. Wade. Still remember him.
Wade?
Wow.
Pay up, Wade.
Pay up, Wade. I had never...
$10!
Come on, dude.
It's a ton of money.
Come on. It's a big deal.
That's wild. Did we watch this on the podcast? I can't remember. There was like a woman who was making an argument that if your child comes over for a play date, that she was going to like charge you money.
Wow.
Like,
wait. What do you mean?
It was... Yeah. We
played it.
Yeah. Okay. She she would be like, okay... I provided snacks. There was wear and tear on my toys. There was she'd listed out stuff like that. Like, and then she'd be like, "You owe me $10 for your child to come over here," and that was very badly received.
Yeah, that's funny. That's cool when you're in college, but you're a grown adult.
Yeah,
yeah. I think that's one crazy. Asking for $10, and two, just like, why don't you just get the next one?
And it's funny. I know you guys go on some double dates. Have you reached the no, hey, don't pay for it. I'm going to pay for it. No, I got the bill. Come on. Don't do that.
You'll do that with other couples?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's for the most part understood. It's like, we'll take our half, you take your half.
But every now and then you get the we're going to be the nice people, and then you get in this battle. And it's all still split because maybe you're on two dates. So, hey, you got the last one. No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
But it is a fun game.
If you forget?
That's the risk you run when you're nice.
Yeah.
But I have certain friends like you were split it absolutely. And now do it. What about with your dad?
Oh, Papa still likes to pay for a lot of stuff.
Woo!
You know, nice. It's nice.
Have you ever paid for your out to family meal? Maybe just your parents. Or whether did you say, I got it? You ever done that?
I think I've done a couple times when like Rachel's family and my family are there. Maybe they both came to Kansas City to hang out with us. Let me get dinner at least. And all the dads don't like that.
They don't like it.
Oh, they're not first time?
I think it's like
they're not like proud of
no,
you.
No, I think it's like they grew up like, you know, you pay for like you know.
But I remember the first time I paid. You know, I'd moved here, I was kind of getting and so I was like 23 or something. I think the three of us went to dinner.
You just got your first Vine brand deal.
I remember thinking like I'm gonna get it. And it is weird because it's like your parents, especially your dad, like you're kind of it's like, is it nice or am I kind of dunking like on
big dogging him a little bit.
And I'm not kidding. I was more nervous for that than my wedding night. Going, Dad, I'm gonna pay for it. And I remember my mom was like, oh, you could tell she was like, oh my goodness. And I was like, it's almost like, I'm proud of you.
Yeah, your dad
bought that $55 cheap meal we had for three of us. Because we all drink waters, like I was trained to do.
Wasn't your first Vine brand deal like for a phone case? I like to imagine Dad be like, yeah, go ahead, pay for it. They don't accept phone cases.
Yeah. College phone case. Man, I should try to dig up. On Patreon, I bet I could dig up that original email.
The email.
We'll talk about it. All the deets. What he paid me, everything. And thank you guys again for supporting Patreon. We talk about it every week, but the super recties, I meet some on the road.
That's very fun.
It's awesome. I met this one gal. She had on the merch. She said, I listened to the podcast. Super recty. I wish Jake was here. The whole thing.
Fun. She said, getting geared up for the race. Can't wait to watch the race.
A few more patrons. Katie and I live stream a race on the track at 875 patrons and at 1,000 patrons. My parents come on the podcast.
What do you, we
Patreon
actually.
Patreon.com Straight Kennedy. And we'll talk about the brand deals, but yeah.
We went on a run together a few
days
ago.
She's good, man. She's good.
What do you think?
Yeah, how was it?
You or me?
Both.
What was the distance?
We just got in like 2 miles. I pushed the stroller. She didn't.
Pushing the stroller, that is something I've been. The past several runs, I've been pushing the stroller.
Harder. Really?
And he pushed it this time, and I was just running. I was like, oh, wow, way easier without the stroller.
Is it because the weight or just the lack of getting to pump?
It's made for it, right? But there's obviously, it's still a thing. There's like a tiny bit
of
resistance.
It's super easy, yeah.
I mean, it flows well, but there's a little,
the ball bearing.
And it's just tough to not use a full.
You push with one and pump with one? Push with both?
Yeah, I kind of change.
You alternate?
I do both.
But it's kind of more for one because the handle's a brake. There's, you know,
that's nice. This I'm not trying to be funny. Do they make things where you would pull the child rather than push?
I think that they do.
Like some sort of cart or wagon behind you. You wrap it around your waist.
Maybe they could what about like a drone? Put them on a drone. That drone like follows you.
Drones are getting big and like they can hold like cinema cameras. They can hold a toddler.
No, Katie's good though. She's actually one of these people I think that does the runner's high. We'll kind of be going a bit. And then she's just kind of hauling. And I'm like, whoa, what are we doing? You're like, sorry, I was just like, my head the whole time I'm going, oh my gosh, I want it to end. Oh my gosh, I want it to end. Oh my gosh, I hate this. Oh my gosh, I hate this.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at my watch.
That's why you're bad at it.
She just kind of locks in and she's like, wait, what? I was running. I was sprinting. I just was having fun.
Never experienced that.
Or she'll be like, I wanted to, 2 miles. I kind of looked up. I'd done 3. Like
I know exactly.
2 miles, but, 1.5 in, I'm just every step.
That's
I'm like,
why?
There's probably 4 minutes and 40 seconds left.
Try to go for a run
without
knowing how far you're going. Just go and just like enjoy it. And then, because that's how.
I can't do that.
I
can't do that.
Running on a treadmill is horrible to me because you're just watching the little thing. Okay, a quarter of a mile, 0.3, and that's like so
annoying.
We'll
see on the track when you got to pay attention to me. Eating my dust.
Oh, I'm going to be in La La Land.
Eating my dust.
Running around.
I love running on the treadmill. One.
Really?
You get a screen in front of you. Can't do that while you're running outside. The screen's way better than nature.
Mm-hmm.
Two.
I don't know.
There's like less resistance. It's just like easier to run on a treadmill.
Right. It's propelling you forward.
Yeah, in a sense.
I feel like you've been like kind of stressed or like run down lately, Trey.
I did. Honestly, I fully threw out my neck and like pulled a muscle right here, screaming, doing a Taylor Swift listening party sketch. Like I screamed so loud that I pulled something. That's the first.
It affected the nervous system.
It hurts so bad. And we're doing this bit where it's like, all right, we're going to shoot all these girls doing a listening party and they're just freaking out screaming. And so I just had to keep screaming and screaming.
Takes a toll.
I think that part of that though is why that was easier. It's because I think I was all worked up, stressed. I'm busy in a good way.
Yeah. I think you need to, and I think that it's super great because you could check it with Function Health because we have that. So we can like actually see what is making your body like run down.
I do love Function Health, especially when I'm an anxious guy. Everyone should know about their health, but especially I'm an anxious guy. It's nice to have some peace of mind of what is wrong with me or what is right with me.
Yeah.
Burnout's real. We've all experienced it. It's biology. Chronic stress adds up, affects our bodies beyond just feeling drained. Okay. Cortisol. That's how you say it, right?
Yes.
Stress hormone. Imbalances can cause symptoms such as fatigue, poor sleep, or weakened immunity. DHEA sulfate, a key hormone produced primarily by the adrenal glands and tied to resilience.
Look out.
It can be used to assess stress recovery.
Ooh.
That's
you.
I mean, you didn't even know these things. It's amazing. So go. You test over 100 biomarkers with Function Health, just like we have. We've loved it. learn more and join. Use our link, support the show. Function is a near 360 degree view of what's happening in your body. First 1,000 listeners get a $100 credit toward their membership. Functionhealth.com/Trey or use gift code Trey100 at sign up to own your health.
Let me just say, our kids were not fazed by you screaming like that down here.
Yeah, true.
Which is a little concerning. Yeah.
Okay, pull up the first clip I have. Speaking of speaking of being a good friend, this is going massively viral. And good, maybe we're going to take a turn as a people.
Oh.
This is a great clip. This woman posted on TikTok. It's got like 4 million likes. Listen to this. I'm going to dust you. 400 meter, I think was what we just... 800 meter. Dang, 800 meters. 800 meter would be close. We're going to do both, we said. We're going to do both.
Hot.
Okay.
Take, why don't we bring back inconveniencing yourself to show up for people? You don't want to go out, but it's your friend's birthday?
Yes.
Show up. Like, we have gotten way too comfortable with these boundaries that we're setting.
Wow, I love this girl.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, and it is, you know, I can think of a couple people I've known similar to the car people, and they're not flourishing socially. You know, a decade of like, I'm not going to come as I don't want to, does eventually alone, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to come. Oh, hey, listen, I'm the first and foremost guy to make fun of a gender reveal party. Oh, your baby shower's at 9 a.m. I'm going to complain about it and make fun of it, but I'll be there.
You're going to show up.
I'm going to show up. And I think I'm an even better friend because I'll look in the eyes and say, hey, I hate that I'm here right now. That's how much I love you, dude. I also need material.
Yeah.
And if I am in a place or you're my friend, it is purely selfish. I need inspiration.
I feel like that's just like, I feel like I've had to say this to you though, Trey. I feel like I've had to be like, but it's like, you're like, I don't really want to do this. And I'm like, but it's like not about you at all.
I know.
I've definitely said that to you. Like,
you definitely have, but it's like you... You're too attracted to me. So every night when you're saying this to me, sometimes I need a night off.
That is not the scenario.
Yep. At all. Yep. That's what she's talking
that
about.
Is not the scenario.
Don't come at me. I flip it at on all. You.
Not the scenario.
And you know what? I suck it up when I do it.
Okay. Okay. But no,
radioactive
I.
Tonight or no? I'm radioactive.
Okay.
Is that like a turn on or?
This is like not a conversation for the podcast.
Put the lead robe on.
Yeah. I actually have my own lead
remember the pod? I had the lead on my groin. So we're safe.
Okay.
I put on the chain mail. I've been wanting to put this on our whole marriage. Yeah. Time has come.
I'll bring the mace.
I think I have plans tonight. I have plans tonight.
No, give literally one instance of you having to say this to me.
I mean, I don't actually
don't come
remember,
at me. No, you better come with receipts if you're going to come at me. People
know.
Listen to this. I and show up for my friends.
Do you show up for
my in-laws? No, but that's different.
Friends and in-laws are different.
You
came to small town Iowa for our wedding.
That was good. Mm-hmm.
You have never been to Iowa for your in-laws.
Right.
Fact or fiction?
Fact.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I've gone to every in-law thing
been
asked or I felt was important to go to. And I volunteered too.
Uh-huh. I know. I actually had a moment. It's like a good example is like a bachelorette party, right? It's like we're there to celebrate the bride. It doesn't matter if you don't want to do these activities.
Oh yeah, it costs a lot of money and you got to wear this weird bathing suit.
There's within reason, right?
I mean, within reason, you don't have to do like...
You're saying the little things like, I really don't want to eat there.
Yeah, or
just
like...
Shut up.
I was on one where like the bride really wanted to, you know, go out only one of the nights that we were there, whatever. And so everyone should be mentally thinking like, we're going to go out this night.
Yeah.
I need to like be ready. Well, they like went too hard during the day and they were like, we don't want to go out. Ooh, and
bad,
I was
that's
like,
bad, that's bad.
Oh, I like at that's the bad. Bar, these girls that I didn't even know, they were her like other friends. I was like,
hometown friends.
You guys are horrible. Like you need to stay here. I got really mad at them. I really did because
here's Katie really mad. Okay. You're the girls who are, you're just like, I'm tired. I don't want to. So we have Sarah, we have reservations. This is her favorite restaurant. She really wants to go. And we have like a fun karaoke reservation. She's really
I know important. I wanted to, but I can't. I'm so tired.
Okay. Well, you know what? You guys are being not the nicest of people right now.
What? What'd you say?
I really believe you guys should rethink your decision. She walks off, and in her head, she goes, I was just the meanest anyone's ever been.
Yeah, that's probably how it came off, but.
No, I agree. That's a good take.
It was so annoying, yeah, so thank you.
Like I said, there's a world where you go, hey, it's really important, it's my bachelorette, please fly to Fiji. You know, there's.
Okay, yeah, yeah,
there's
that's
a, not there's
what I'm
too
about.
Much, but the little things where you go, ah, you know, I'm it's just like, kind of tired.
Learn how to, like, handle your alcohol, like. That
well, that too. That's a separate issue, it sounds like. But feels, hometown friends. Feels similar. Hometown.
Do you have something else you need to say, Katie?
Yeah.
Handle your alcohol.
She's like, Katie, like, I'm on my eighth shot. I'm killing it. You need to get your
you
energy
up. Figure it out. Drink more and have a better, be able to handle it better.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
Damn. The big lunch.
That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, we kind of had that situation just last weekend. We were, Rachel and I were in Vail, Colorado. And so gone all weekend. We fly back. We don't land until like 6 p.m. Sunday night, which is typically, you know, a weekend like that. Can't wait to get home, you know. But a friend of ours was like, hey, our business is launching. We're doing like a launch party at 6:30 at this complete opposite side of town. I was like, yeah, that's a bit inconvenient. I'd like to go home. But you got to show up for people.
Yep.
It's, you know, Reach. Went all the way there. Rachel ended up speaking at it. It was great.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
She was like one of the two, like, keynote's a strong word, but they asked two women to come up and speak, and Rachel was one of them. It's like, this is fun. Oh, I'm glad you came.
About what? About just being awesome?
Yeah, about being tall, actually. Yeah.
Wow. They didn't ask me.
Put your mind to it.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah, she's kind of gave a demonstration of, like, height over the years. It was really cool.
How high she could reach and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, reaching, grabbing.
That's cool.
She's still a Mahjong master?
Yeah, she's getting booked on a weekly basis to go teach these like drunk older women how to play.
Mm-hmm.
She said there's like been one, probably like two or three women that like have rebooked three times for the introductory session. Like, you should have learned
about it. I just started to picture like, okay, sweetheart, we were having a blast.
They actually just love again. Rachel. Woo! They just want Rachel to be there. It's probably.
I think so. Yeah, yeah. They're like, well, we can't round up our friends to do like the intermediate session, but we can grab some new girls and hang out with Rachel again. So yeah, they keep getting taught. Because they're trashed every night.
Y'all were teasing Mahjong. You're not. Am I saying that correctly?
Who knows?
Yeah.
It's Chinese. Yeah, I know. We thought there was interest, but then there wasn't. So,
dang. Like you and your girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Trey could come. Trey could fill in. He'd be fun to have.
I would love to do it.
I know. It is funny on all of our girls' nights. Like that, we did. Someone hosted a Taylor Swift listening party. Like at all those kinds of events, they're always like, Trey would love to be here with you.
They say that. Is that a con? Is that
yeah.
Is that weird?
Yeah.
Well, I remember because one of the girls was like, I heard John and Taylor at a listening party. She's like, yeah, do you want to come? When she was clearly doing he'll obviously say no. You're like, yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, you guys have meat dip.
And then the other girl was sitting there like, wait, can he?
But like, they kind of just come, know right? You're there for content.
Her husband was there.
Yeah, he was our bartender.
So he was allowed to be there. I wasn't.
It was his house.
But you've hosted our house and you're like, Trey, go downstairs.
Except when you're serving us. That's the caveat. So if you want to serve us while we're here, whether that's food, drinks.
And I genuinely am not like, oh, let me in there so I can get content ideas. But if I'm there and it happens to come, then I can't be judged. Mm. I don't want to be judged for that. I still do think we lost potential friend when our neighbors, you were trying to be nice at our last house, we invited neighbors over and they brought their 5-year-old who was a maniac, and then like that week we shot like what it's like kid 5-year-old kids be like. I just tried to mimic her.
Yeah,
I think that was
the turnaround time was too quick. It was a bit obvious.
did numbies though.
Yeah,
man, I shot we dropped our new project Juicebox Jury.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Give him a follow.
Thank you very much. We go check it out, Instagram, wherever I posted. I'm working with this company. It's a really fun project where I mess with these little kids, and they're hilarious, and kids are funny. Remind me, one of the shoots, you're just kind of talking about anything and everything. I'm like, was that your dad? She was like, no, that's Gary. My daddy's in jail. And you're just kind of like, you know, they're six. They mean nothing. You're just kind of like, okay. All right, yeah, did your mommy bring you here? She goes, yeah, she has cancer. That happened back to back. And I was just like, wow. Okay, so back to the silly stuff. Yeah.
What's your favorite dinosaur?
Yeah.
Wow.
What's your favorite dinosaur? Yeah. So, but they're great. Kids are great. What do you think Tom's going to say? My daddy
gets on the stage. What he would.
That's good. It could be worse.
It'd be fine. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. They're like, what does he do on the stage?
How are you feeling about all the new dates? Speaking of stage.
Thank you for
asking. As we're recording this, they just got announced.
Going to Honolulu.
Saw that. And then sick. Kansas City. Kind of on its own, I saw.
Be a great start to the year in Ohio. Those are always Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Cincy, Honolulu. We're going to go spend. This might be our new thing because we did Hawaii last January.
Yeah.
Just without a show. So now playing a show while we're there, we're going to spend some time in Honolulu or Oahu.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited. Escape the winter. Come back. Kansas City, always a highlight. And then a lot of the great cities on the back half. We got Houston, Oklahoma City. I'm taping my special.
That's fun. I was wondering. Mm-hmm. I was looking at the cities, trying to figure it out.
Just kind of, I'm like, yeah, let's do that.
It's fun.
Where I was born and raised up the road. And that we're playing the Tower Theater, which I'll just say publicly, if you remember, it's very out loud say it was the worst show I've ever had was our first tour there at the Tower Theater.
Two words, so then, vaccine mandate.
We had, I'm sure I've talked about it, at least to maybe the Super Recties, but three sold out shows in my hometown. And it's like, wow, amazing. And the week of the theater in Oklahoma, so it's the theater rule, not the state. They go, you gotta have a vaccine to get in here. In Oklahoma. And I go, what do we do? And I was the first show to happen once they changed the rule.
Yeah.
So three sold out shows went to 35% full shows.
It's tough.
I was new. I was just, everyone's in mask. I felt like it wasn't going well. They also, a little detail is like, I had a million friends and family there. And a rule of any entertainer ever is put my friends and family in the 20th row. I don't need to see them in the front. It's awkward for both of us. They're the first five rows.
Yeah.
My friends and family. And I just did three shows like that. But we're going to redeem the Tower Theater. It's going to be amazing. And Derek, would you shoot my special, please?
I was going to ask, but I'd love to.
All right, if you agree, cool.
But
send in a formal request.
In real time, he's doing it.
Wow.
Has to.
And it's
written in contract now.
Bang! It'll be amazing. So specifically, that one will be awesome. And then we're getting to the Greenville, South Carolina.
I was jealous. I saw Greenville in there. Are you going to add more dates, or is that going to be the last show?
It'll probably be the last show.
Greenville's so great.
Greenville was cool. I went to that one. That was.
I think it's my favorite one.
But you notice it's the last one by itself because they're like, it doesn't fit anywhere. I go, we gotta.
Good for you. I would do the same thing. It's so great.
A great one to end on. That's kind of how we ended the last one where we couldn't find Durham, North mm-hmm. Carolina. I go, just find a date, put it last show. It'll be
Are
a
you
nice
doing Durham
special
again?
Last night.
Durham.
Yep, that's on the calendar.
Okay.
It's always great.
You know, the Kansas City weekend, that's a big weekend because it's my birthday weekend.
That's what I was going to say.
Your show.
Yeah. Super Bowl.
And the Super Bowl, whatever
that
is.
What else
were
you going to say? Oh, just that.
Well, those three things. That feels kind of big. Yeah.
It's so crazy how your birthday didn't cross my mind a single time, I'm being honest. And I really am sorry. I have another thing on the 6th. I got to be honest. I'll be out of town. You want to come with me?
Your birthday's in February?
Mm-hmm.
Man, sure.
Yeah, how old are you sure?
How old positive?
Hold on. Was it
34? How does 34 feel?
Shh.
How does that feel?
How does under 35 feel?
There. Are you 34?
So young.
34. Feels the same as 33. Feels a little worse than 32.
Yeah. I would, yeah.
So wild. Derek, what are you?
I'm 35, so.
You're 35?
Yeah.
Sure? Sure. 35 feels better at 34.
You look great. Black
better?
Don't crack.
Yeah.
Better?
I feel like that's a good, solid...
No, I feel like
presidential
once you
reach
35, you're like, ooh.
I'm terrified of 36. 36,
36 feels
that's
like
gross.
Over the hump.
Yeah, that's like, there's never an attractive person that old.
Okay, so you forgot. So I think that means you'll have to like do something extra special for me.
We'll do something fun.
What about a trip to Hawaii for most of January?
Mm.
Oh, there. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, last year we did the red eye on my birthday.
Back from Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, that was crazy.
And that's, you
yeah,
have some,
oh,
I know, way,
poor thing.
Poor me.
Shout out to you, though. She initially was like, really? And I go, well, it's the cheapest. You know, sometimes the flights are weird. Like, for whatever reason, every other day is $1,000 more for our family. Yeah. So
fly back.
Happy birthday.
Take a little nap.
It is crazy though. I mean, do you remember we went out to dinner like the night before or yeah, it was the night before and like for my birthday.
Was it Tuesday or Wednesday?
And
she just can't, they can't get out of that.
I know we had 7:30 reservations, but we got there early.
And 7:15. I was like, it was my birthday. So you got me some like, I wanted a Mai Tai and you got me like the top shelf Mai Tai or whatever. And I didn't even drink all of it. And the next day, as we were preparing for this red eye, I like felt hungover. And I was like, I had not even one whole drink. And I just remember the whole just, I was like, well, this is a pretty sucky birthday.
I guess she was special Mai Tai.
Yeah.
But she just came back. I'm like, yeah, it's a special one.
It was strong, whatever it was. But
tasty.
I remember the last show I did with you, the Durham show. It was kind of on its own. It was randomly in like June or something. For whatever reason, it was a 2-day trip. And I packed 0 pairs of underwear for it. Woo! So I don't even remember that. But yeah, last show ever.
Oh, whoop.
Just jeans. Just jeans. Just
now it's kind of your thing, maybe. When you come back, your Jordan's back in Nashville. Like, no one opened Jake's bunk.
So
make sure you knock before you go in there.
Wearing the dirty ones was worse than not wearing them.
So the only thing I had brought, if I remember correctly, was like some athletic shorts with like built-in liners. So the option was either commando or wear shorts under my jeans.
Wow.
I was like, for an hour and a half in Durham, it was hot. We don't need the short. We don't need, I don't need 3 layers on stage. But that I do like the idea of it being my thing now.
Yes. The freeballin' comic, Jake Freeballer Triplett.
I don't feel like that's your, I don't feel like that's a thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How was this crap?
I'll figure it out.
D7.
Dang. We took the kids to Des Moines this past weekend.
Yeah, we're done with that.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
The drive back was fun.
Learned your lesson.
They did.
Dude, the drive back was...
I felt for you. Your head was shaking. Like I was like, I could drive.
When Derek offered, I was like, we good up there? Yeah.
We, Katie drove the kids from Kansas City Des Moines show. Had an amazing show. And like, you know, had someone help with the kids. So... she hung back and Katie went out with the group. We grabbed like a drink after. It was a really, really fun night. Our oldest wakes up at 4. He's just up at 4. So we
never happened.
Went to bed at midnight. That's like so rare. So then we're driving. The other one's up and we're like, let's leave by 7-ish. So we get on the road. I mean, you know, when you drive tired and you just it's just so boring. You're like, dude, I think I could fall asleep in 3 seconds.
Yeah. Not a fun
I was
feeling.
There and Derek's shotgun and he's seen me. I'm physically going like, and he's like, I can drive, man. I'm like, I got it. I'm good.
It's a 3-hour drive.
Yeah.
It's like you've been out there for 20 hours.
Oh. It was the longest drive I've done in a while. Looking like, man, another hour.
It's a boring drive too.
That doesn't help. Boring.
It's one freeway.
And it's just a lot. And we had this plans like, we're going to take him on this whole like we're going to, we have some Florida shows, like go and like, hang at the beach. No, we canceled all that.
Kansas.
But Hawaii will be the next adventure. Mm-hmm. Because they'll both be older. I think we'll be in a better spot. And that'll be pleasant.
Yeah.
But it's still like, I don't know.
I mean, it's mostly just the changing it around. Like that was one night. So you like pack up, set up everything for one night. Like you go and kind of stay somewhere for a few days. It's a little more manageable.
Yeah.
And they get more used to their surroundings and their bed and all that.
Eric.
But we'll see. They'll be older. So we'll see, maybe 2026. Like we could do some of these.
Yeah.
Do some of these. They want to go to Michigan in the winter?
Not me. You could take them if you want. Yeah.
I'm thinking.
You said Ohio in January. That could be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some skyline chili before bed.
Skyline
if you
chili.
Put skyline chili in Eva's diaper, it would be tough to know if she had gone to the bathroom or not.
Gross.
Ooh, big girl, that skyline ran right through you. People hate on skyline chili. I'll defend it. Okay.
Wait, that's
putting chili on your spaghetti noodles. It's a genius idea and it's good. I'll stand by that.
It looks good, is what I think.
You ever had
it
Ron's?
Looks like food that human should eat.
You were at Ron's Burgers in Oklahoma, famous spot. And growing up, we'd go there and they had this dish like chili on noodles. And I would order that. I've never heard of Skyline chili in my life. So it's kind of ahead of my time.
You go to Cincinnati, you're like, wait, this is just Ron's. This is Ron's story, idea.
This is Ron. They're like, oh, Ron. Ron gaslit you back in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
But that place, you get a chili burger. It wasn't chili in between. They would have a burger on a plate and then pour chili over the whole thing, like a pool of it.
So you eat a burger with a spoon?
It was a fork and knifer, yeah. How awesome was that?
That's pretty gross.
Ron was a huge man.
Ron was terrified of seed oils.
And he drop it off. No seed oils. Eat up, all right? Dang.
That is really gross.
Yeah, shout out to Oklahoma. Come see the special taping or all the other cities, trachea.com/tour. We're going to keep this going on Patreon, where we give you all the dirty deets, a new episode every week on there. And thanks for all the love. And Katie, final thoughts.
I can't wait to dust you in our race.
You're pretty, you know, you're looking. We're going out to dinner tonight.
We're going on a date tonight.
And thoughts? Excitement.
Thoughts.
We're doing it. I don't.
Will you drive?
No.
I'm going to dinner with my mother-in-law tonight. Maybe we'll see you guys at the same spot.
Oh, we think we're going to the same place?
Do you have a place picked out?
Yeah.
Just the two of you?
No, Rachel's going to be there too.
Oh, okay. I was like,
yeah, I have an important question to ask her.
What's going on here?
This isn't going well between your daughter and I. That's the only reason. She always just crazy.
When is it kind of like settled down? It's been a lot for like a couple years now.
You got a place picked out though?
Yeah, Blue Koi.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Dumplings or something, right?
Dumplings or something is what it says on this restaurant. It's
dumplings. Dumplings, whatever that is on the sign. Now we're going to be, is that in Westport?
I don't know.
There's two in the city, actually.
So they might be close-ish. We're going to Wise Guy. You know, guess what spell that is?
Wise Guy that.
How do you spell that?
I don't know.
Two words.
Well, I felt like West caught a Z West in Kai. There.
Yeah, yeah. West Kai.
Knowing you guys, this is like a Mediterranean, but they specialize in tofu.
Wise Guy, Italian.
Is the wise guy.
Yeah.
You didn't say it the right way. Uh-huh. All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
There you are. Be good.
Be great. I'm excited.
All right, good. Thoughts are excited.
Let's leave people because what was it recently? We're saying, yeah, you just don't. Like, we need, like, give us. I know it's not, but just give me, like, really try your best to be like, because I'm so excited about this. I've been looking forward to it for a week.
Me too.
And like you can hear that I mean it, right? And like,
yeah. If I try to do that, it sounds fake.
Katie, I've been looking forward to this to a week. I literally can't wait to go have a really nice meal, maybe a glass of wine, hang out with you. I'm so excited.
I am so excited to go have dinner with you.
That was pretty good.
I didn't really buy it.
Yeah, but it's so manufactured.
Let's try again. Katie, pretend Trey's not here. Katie, what are you doing tonight? What are you doing after this?
What's up?
I'm going to dinner with Trey. I'm so excited. We're going on a date night.
I think that's what it is. That felt better. I think you have to tell someone else.
Okay, a little better.
You could fake it to other people.
Yeah.
You can't fake it to Trey.
I can't fake it to him. Yeah.
All right, we'll talk to y'all on Patreon. Thanks for the love. Talk to you next week. See you on the road. Peace. Correct opinion.